Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Nichelle. I want to thank you for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. We're going to have worship music, and then we have prayer and testimonies and comments.
Depression way down.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come to you, Father, first and foremost, repenting for any sins that I've done against you, Father. Lord God, anything knowingly or unknowingly, Father, I ask God that you would forgive me, Father. I pray right now, God, that I would decrease, Father, as you increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I submit totally to your will, to your way tonight, God. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that we hunger and we thirst after thee tonight, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that there is none like you tonight, God. Father, there is none greater than you tonight, God. Father, we're leaning and dependent on you tonight, God. We can do nothing without you tonight, God. Father, we want to say thank you tonight, God. Thank you for your faithfulness tonight, God. Oh, God, I just thank you for your love tonight, God. Father, we just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you tonight, God. Oh, God, I just thank you for forgiving us, God, over and over again. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you tonight, God. God, thank you for not giving up on us tonight, God. Oh, God, I just thank you tonight, God, for your agape love tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. I give you glory, Father. I give you honor tonight, God. Father, we ask tonight, God, that you would have your way, oh God. Father, move as you will tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, it's not about us, oh God. It's all about you tonight, God. Father, have your way, oh God. Move and breathe as you will tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we totally decrease tonight, God, as you increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you tonight, God, that we are available to you tonight, God. We make ourselves more available to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Empty us tonight, God, of everything that's not like you tonight, God. Oh God, take out pride tonight, God. Take out unforgiveness tonight, God. Take out bitterness tonight, God. Take out selfishness tonight, God. Greed and manipulation tonight, God. Everything in us, oh God, that do not bring you glory tonight, God. We ask, oh God, that you would remove it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, take out jealousy tonight, God. Take out strife and envy tonight, God. Oh God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to move in our hearts, oh God. Move in our minds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we can't do it without you tonight, God. We can't make it without you, oh God. We can't do this thing on our own tonight, God. We submit ourselves to you tonight, God. To your will, to your way tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to just have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, touch those tonight, God, that are discouraged, oh God. Encourage their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, let them know tonight, God, what they're seeking, oh God. It's not in man, oh God, but it's in you tonight, God. It's in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, those that are broken tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father, to touch them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, those that are weak, God, give them strength tonight, God. Father, those that are lost tonight, God, direct their paths tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to draw those that are backslidden tonight, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh, God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, save those that are not saved tonight, God. Save their souls tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I praise your name tonight, God. I praise your name tonight, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, for breakthrough, oh, God. I thank you for the wind of change tonight, God. God, thank you for healing tonight, God. Thank you for deliverance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for regulating minds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, this is your show, oh, God. Do as your will tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We humble ourselves in your presence tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to just have your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray for those tonight, God. God, those that are homeless tonight, God, draw them, oh, God. Open doors that no man can shut tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't those that are hungry tonight, God. Feed them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, those that are without clothes tonight, God, I'm asking you to clothe them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, God, that you're removing sadness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for removing doubt tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Father, I bow before you tonight, God, because you are worthy tonight, God. You are worthy, oh, God, worthy of all the honor, oh, God, worthy of all the praise, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. I give you honor tonight, God. Oh, God, we bow before you tonight, God. You are Jehovah tonight, God. God, you are a provider tonight, God. You are a banner tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. Thank you for your mercy tonight, God. Thank you for your grace tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you for being a God of a second chance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I thank you tonight, God. Thank you for drawing your remnant tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. I give you praise tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we pray for the prostitute tonight, God. Draw her by your spirit, oh God. Draw him by your spirit tonight, God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. With you, God, there is hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to touch those tonight, God, that have been molested, oh God. Those that have been stripped of things tonight, God. I'm asking you, God, to restore them, oh God. Cause recovery to come forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, touch those that are frustrated tonight, God. Father, touch them tonight, God. Father, move on stress tonight, God. Move on depression tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you for removing chaos and confusion, oh God, out of our homes tonight, God. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for sending your peace tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for removing division, oh God, out of every marriage tonight, God. Bring unity tonight, God. We are praying for oneness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. Oh God, I thank you for the shaking, oh God. Thank you, oh God, I worship you tonight, God. God, I give you glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Somebody is walking in their now season, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for removing the struggles, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, oh God, for removing every wall tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. God, there is none like you tonight, God. Oh God, I magnify you. I magnify your name tonight, God. I call you faithful tonight, God. Oh God, I call you healer tonight, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. Great physician tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. A mother to the motherless, oh God. A friend to the friendless, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help in the time of trouble, oh God. Oh God, everything we need, oh God, is in you tonight, God. You alone, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We make our boast in you tonight, God. You alone, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, touch those that are single tonight, God. Move on their hearts tonight, God. Father, let them know, God, that holiness, oh God, is still right, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Penetrate hearts, oh God. Remove darkness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that desire more tonight, God. Give them more of you tonight, God. More of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I praise you tonight, God. I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to break off everything that's not like you tonight, God. God. Destroy, God. Dismantle tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask tonight, God, that you, oh God, would be glorified tonight, God. Father, be magnified tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you to purify our minds tonight, God. Purify our hearts tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, break addictions tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Break every yoke of bondage tonight, God. Father, we pull down every stronghold tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We cut down every word tonight, God, that's not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, dwell in our hearts tonight, God. Dwell in our minds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. I give you glory, Father. I give you praise tonight, God. Without you, God, we're nothing tonight, God. We can't make it without you, oh God. We can't live without you, oh God. You are the very air that we breathe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to remove every lie, oh God. Bring your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, pull down every idol tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we come against false worship tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Everything that's not like you tonight, God, we destroy it, oh God. We dismantle it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, God, give us a meek spirit tonight, God. God, we want to be humble before you tonight, God. Make us humble before you tonight, God. Take our pride out tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. Father, we will not serve you for sins, oh God, but we will serve you because of who you are, oh God. You're great Jehovah tonight, God. You're master tonight, God. You are King of kings tonight, God. Lord of lords tonight, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. You are Alpha and Omega tonight, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, God, you're faithful tonight, God. You are faithful tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I praise you tonight, God. I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I give you glory, Father. I give you honor tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Besides you, oh God, there is no other, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. There is no other name, oh God, that man can be saved or delivered, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, God, I thank you tonight, God. Oh God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to stir up a fire tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, that we will come after you, oh God, with all that is in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we will not seek man, oh God, nor things, oh God, but we will seek you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I come against adultery tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, God, this is a warning for somebody, oh God. Ah, God, exposure is on the way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for change tonight, God. I pray for deliverance tonight, God. Father, I come against fornication tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we slaughter everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those things that are hidden, oh God, you're bringing those things to light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God. It's not in pornography tonight, God. It's not in it tonight, God. Oh, God, it's in you tonight, God. It's not in masturbation, oh, God. I come against every unclean spirit tonight, God. Everything that's not like you tonight, God. We dismantle it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask tonight, God, that you would draw your people, oh, God. Draw them to you tonight, God. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you are holy, oh God. So we should be holy also, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to touch every home tonight, God. Touch every person tonight, God. Move in their personal situations, oh God. Move in their circumstances tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remove hurt, remove pain tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you tonight, God. We magnify your name tonight, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I pray for every fallen soldier tonight, God. Oh God, I'm asking you, God, to give them strength tonight, God, to get back up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, oh God, I worship you. I worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we ask tonight, God. We ask, oh God, that you would move, God. Move by your power. Move by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. We honor you. Bless you and glorify you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, guys, I'm going to play one worship song, and I forgot to tell everybody that my friend Kelly, she's going to be assisting me in prayer tonight, so after I play this worship song, I'm going to open up the lines.
There is power.
Okay, praise the Lord. Kelly?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay. Your line is open. I'm sorry. Did you want to pray or, you know what I'm saying, I'm giving the floor to you right now. You go ahead and do as God leads you to, okay? I'm going to, do you want to pray or you just want me to, you know, start open lines for callers?
Yeah, I'll pray, sure.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Lord, I thank you. I am honored, Lord, to be in the presence of my brothers and sisters and those that have yet to know you. I thank you for what you're doing and for what you will do. It's beyond our comprehension. And, Lord, I just give you full reign. This vessel is yours totally and completely. I give you all the honor and the glory. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Amen.
Okay, I'm gonna take the first caller. 917, you're on the air.
Hello, good night, Sister Jane. How are you tonight?
I am blessed. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Lavina.
Nazina?
Yes.
Oh, that's a pretty name. Well, I just, you know, I'm a lot like Nichelle in the way that I just bring it up before the Lord, and I don't need any other information, and, you know, he knows, and we give him all the praise and glory for it, and so I'm just going to begin praying, okay?
Amen.
Lord, I just lift up my sister to you, Father God, and I thank you for this opportunity, and I pray, Father, that Kelly would move out of the way, Lord, and you just have your way.
Amen.
Because this is a moment in time, Lord, that will not compare with any other, because you're infused into this moment of time. You are an ever-present help in times of trouble. And so, Lord, I thank you for the hedge that you have placed around my sister. And I thank you, God, that even though it seems when the storms are raging that she's getting sopping wet and that her boat is missing, and that there's no one there to help her, Lord, I thank you that you're there and that you're sheltering her and that you're hiding her in the cleft of the rock, Lord, and that you are that ever-present help in times of trouble, God, and that you haven't forgotten her, Lord, and that your hand is resting upon her. And, Lord, this season will end, and she will go into a new season, Lord, of vitality and newness. And, Lord, you're going to just come in and you're going to, you know, you're going to shove away all those who are inspecting her life. I see people inspecting your life. They're coming across your life with a white glove to inspect. But God says it's not their right to inspect. God says that you belong to him. The Lord is on your side. And
Amen.
He wouldn't have others to judge you. He wouldn't have others to look upon your life and tell you what's wrong. Because, see, you're open to hear his voice, and you're open for his correction. And so he says,
Amen.
That I'm going to put aside all the naysayers, and I'm going to move on your behalf, because I don't want negative words to go forth into the atmosphere against you. And so he would have me to pray against that. And, Lord, I just pray that every negative word against this woman of God would fall to the ground, useless, unable to bear forth fruit, that it would not have any place, Lord, around her family or her and her life. And, Lord, instead, I thank you that her roots, they are full, they are healthy, they are by the river, the living water, God, and she is soaking up. She's soaking up everything of you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would shut the mouths of the naysayers. And then, Lord, instead of them coming to inspect her life, that they would see the beam in their own eye. And
Amen.
God, they,
that,
Lord, they would come to their knees, because on their knees, Lord, they will see. They will see that they are better off coming to you about the holiness transition that needs to take place, the transformation in their own lives and how that betters them than pointing out the negatives in someone else's life, God. Let correction only come from you, God, whether it be through a vessel, whether it be through the word of God. But, Lord, let it not be that these people are coming to her and inspecting her life, God, when really it is they're trying to avoid the faults of their own.
Amen.
And so, Lord, I pray that you would just reveal upon this situation, God. You would come upon her life, Lord, in a mighty way, that as the light comes forth out of her, Lord, the glory of Christ coming out of her, Lord, that it will expose the darkness on those around her. It will expose the darkness in their own hearts, and they will come and they will yield and they will repent and they will seek holiness. So, Lord, we turn it around on the enemy tonight. Instead of accusations going towards her, we turn it around in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus and all that you've done for us, Lord. And we say, God, instead, the truth will be exposed. And
Amen.
You say that you give a man good reputation. You say you give him a good name and reputation among men, Lord. That's you that does that. And because you do that, Lord, nobody can turn it around and take that from you. And so, God, I thank you that nobody can take from your hand. And if you say that you're going to bring good reputation for this woman of God, then I believe it. And so, Lord, we just pray, Father God, that there be restoration, because out of the finger-pointing, out of the white-glove inspection, Lord, is hurt and wounds, because you say, Lord, they do not understand. They do not know what they do. They do not know the damage of which they create. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just come upon them. And as you reveal these things about their own heart, God, bring healing to the wounds. Bring healing, Lord, to them, so the enemy is not able to use them as a vessel to scar and to wound. And we just thank you and praise you for it, God. We thank you and praise you for it, God. Do you have children?
Yes, dear.
Lord, I just lift up these children to you, Father God. They're precious to you, Lord. And you're revealing them. And so I lift them up to you, Father God, and I just pray for your total perfect will for especially, Lord, do you have a daughter?
No.
You don't have a daughter?
What's that? I have two sons.
Two sons. Oh, okay. Well, Lord, I don't know why I'm seeing a daughter. Maybe it's something along the line that you will send for her to pray over and to minister to. But, Lord, I know that you're speaking of her children, and so I lift up her children to you, Father God. And I ask, Lord, a special blessing of your favor upon them. I pray that they walk in the ways of the Lord all the days of their life. I pray, Father God, that their eyes would be open to see all that you want to show them. And I pray, Father, that their hearts would be open to hear you in everything that they do. I pray obedience, an obedient heart, God. And I pray that your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Well, thank you for calling in. God bless you, sister.
Thank you, Lavina. God bless you, okay?
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. Okay, 336, you're on the air. 336-905. Hello?
Well, I'm here.
Oh, okay. 336, you're on the air? Okay, I'll come back to 336.
Crazy Jesus.
I might have clicked the wrong one. 336?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Well, were you calling in for prayer tonight?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, Lord, I just lift up my sister Sherry to you. Is it Shirley?
Yes, Shirley.
Yes. Lord, I just lift up my sweet sister Shirley to you, God. And I thank you for her, Lord. I thank you for new beginnings, God. He shows me a picture of a butterfly. He shows me that you are just about ready to bust out of the cocoon. And this is revealing new beginnings for you. And there are things that you've been consulting the Lord about. There's specific things that you've been consulting the Lord about, new beginnings that you desire to have take place. But it's more than that. God is going to bring new beginnings in all areas of your life. And that doesn't necessarily mean that something has to move out of the way in your life for a newness to come in. But the Lord is going to come in, and you know how we do our spring cleaning, and we shine up the doorknobs, and we get everything in order.
Yeah.
And then when we get done, we're very satisfied, and everything looks wonderful. And even though we didn't replace everything, it's renewed. It's got a different light to us about it. We know that we put the sweat and equity into it. Well, there's things in your life that God wants to come in and he wants to clean up. And he wants to take every area of your life and he wants to shine them up. And he wants you to be able to look upon those areas of your life and be satisfied. And so, Lord, I just thank you and praise you that you're going to come upon my sister Shirley and her life, God, and you're going to come in and you're going to clean things up and you're going to shine things up, Lord, and you're going to reveal your glory through these parts of her life that you're doing this with, God. And this newness is coming, and she's coming out of the cocoon, God, and though it's hard sometimes in that process, in the end, she is a new transformation. She is a new creature. And so, Lord, you say for us to get into the Word and to renew our minds. And so, Lord, as she renews her mind through the Word of God and as she takes in all that you're pouring into her, God, she will be a new person. And as she is this new person, God, you're going to allow others to recognize it. And you're going to use her in this way. And I thank you and praise you for it, God. Holy is your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So the Lord is really going to move, and you just have to be willing to be yielding. You have to be totally surrendered, meaning you trust him. So when you come before him in prayer, for the areas that it's hard to trust him, you ask for his help.
Okay.
Say, Lord, I want to trust you in this area. I'm making the decision to trust you in this area, but I pray that you help me to fully surrender.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Well, Lord, I just thank you, and if there's anything else you have for Shirley, Lord, I'm your vessel, and I just pray that you do your perfect will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And, you know, Shirley, he gives me a Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 for you, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Okay, thank you. Well, also, I wanted to pray for my son.
He just turned
8 today, but he's been sick lately. Because I know when he was born really sick. But I don't know what's going on with him.
Okay. And what's your son's name?
Brandon.
Well, Lord, we just lift up Brandon to you, Father God, and I thank you for this woman of God who is placing him before your altar, Lord. And we just speak into Brandon's body wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. We say, Lord, that the blood comes up against the infirmity, and the infirmity has no chance against the blood of Christ. And so, Lord, we bring the blood up against the infirmity, and the infirmities must run. They must run and flee from your presence, from your anointing, from your powerful blood. And so we thank you, Lord, that by thy stripes he was healed. When Jesus took care of it on the cross and took over death, And so, Lord, I pray for the full potential of his health. I pray for the full potential of his life. And I pray no more is this infirmity to come upon him. We pray, Father, that it would be cut off from him in the name of Jesus. You would dismantle every plan of the enemy. And, Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around him, a hedge, Father God, that the enemy cannot penetrate. And, Lord, he will fulfill his purpose in you, and you will preserve his life until all that he is meant to do is complete, which I know is much. And I thank you and praise you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Shirley. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. For some reason, this phone is echoing. The next call I have is 301. You're on the air. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm glad I'm calling up for prayer. Lost my worker at my home daycare center. And I just wanted to keep my business in prayer today. Also, I'm having a lot of issues on my job and my house. I got shot with BB guns, and I'm just noticing it, so I'm not even sure when it happened. And I just want to keep my daughter lifted up at school as well.
Okay.
So,
and some of the stuff you said in the beginning, sis, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, the first thing was
thing that you were saying about your coworker, I couldn't hear that.
Oh, I said I was having issues on my job, but I said my daycare provider at my home daycare center, she quit her last day of Friday. And I'm just praying that God send me a godly worker to assist me in the daycare while I'm at my full-time job.
Okay. Let me pray for
my business.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my sister tonight, God. Father God, I just thank you, Father. Father, I just thank you right now, God, for removing all of the darkness from around her, even now, God. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, God, to just destroy everything that's not like you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, I just lift up this situation, oh, God, in the daycare, Father. I'm asking you, Father, that you would open up a door, Father, for a replacement, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, that you would move in this situation, oh God. Move in the circumstance even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just pray tonight, God, that you would send the right person, God, someone that will love these children and minister to them, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, even in the situations that's going on in our house, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, to move in those situations, oh God. Father, I ask, God, that you would place a hedge of protection, oh God, around her and her family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I'm asking you, Father, that you would expose, God, everything that's not like you, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, however this situation came about, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would shed light, God, in this situation, oh God. Father, I lift up her daughter to you tonight, God. I ask, Father, that you would touch her daughter tonight, God. How old is your daughter, sis? Is she a teenager? She's how old?
10. Yeah.
Did you say 10?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Father, I just lift her daughter up to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just pray, Father, that God, she will experience you, Father, in a new way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, I just ask right now, God, if there's any confusion, Father, that you would remove all confusion, oh, God. Father, I pray even now, God, every seed, God, that has been planted that's not of you, Father, I'm asking you, Father, to uproot those seeds even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask, God, that you would help her, God, even in her school, God. I'm asking you, Father, that you would open up her mind, God, open up her comprehension, oh God, even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for touching her, Father, from the crown of her head, oh God, to the soles of her feet, God. Lord, I'm asking you, God, to just, God, just cover and protect her tonight, God. I'm asking you, Father, that you would do something new in her spirit, God. Do something new in her heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God, for this little girl, oh God. Father, I just thank you, Father, for are moving in this family as a whole, oh God. I pray, God, that you would draw each and every one, God, closer to your will, God, closer to your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you, oh God, for a deeper walk with you, oh God. I thank you, Father, for a deeper walk with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just pray tonight, God, that you would move, Father, by your power, God. Move by your spirit tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Kelly, you have anything for her? You want to say anything to her?
Yes. Let me say a quick prayer.
Okay.
Father God, I just pray, Lord, that all discouragement be cut off from this woman of God. I pray, Lord, that your peace flood in and that it just come over her like the washing of waves of your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, God, that you will settle it within her that you are helping in this situation. Let it be settled within her, God, that what has been prayed shall be done and what you say shall happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that you are always with her. In the name of Jesus. I just sense a lot of discouragement, sister, and, you know, the Lord would have you to have peace in this situation, even though it seems as if it's so chaotic and you have to come up with so many answers so quickly. I didn't even hear what you and Michelle were talking about, but I did hear that there was some kind of, you know, some kind of conflict with daycare, and I can really relate to that, and I believe that the Lord would have you know of his presence, of his tangible presence, and that you're not alone, and that he cares for your every need, that he's that thoughtful of a God, that he is omnipresent, and he loves you very much. Are you still there, Nichelle?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Sis, are you still here? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, sis, thank you for calling in, okay?
Amen.
God bless you. Okay. The next caller that I have is 111, I can't see your number, but 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Sister Nichelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling for prayer tonight.
Okay. Kelly, you can go ahead and pray for her.
And what's her name?
Louise.
Was that Louise?
Sis, did you say Louise.
Louise. I don't know why. I'm sorry, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm having a hard time hearing the callers, but I can hear you, Nichelle, so if you just echo it when I can, that'd be awesome. And
okay.
So thank
okay.
you for that. Lord, I just lift up to Louise to you, and I praise you, God, for all that you're going to do through this woman. I see ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see your hand in much ministry. I see the Lord using you mightily. Thank you, God. Strong woman of God. I keep hearing him say, strong woman of God, strong woman of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And so I see your hand to many things, and you definitely can put your hand to many things, and the Lord can direct you in many things, and you will get accomplished what he says. Some people get distracted with doing more than one thing at once in ministry, but the Lord shows me that for you can do this. And but there are times when you get overwhelmed. And it's in the process of things. And the Lord would have you to set aside time, not only with him, but also, you know, and I mean with him in the way of getting instructed for ministry, praying and worshiping him and praying for other people and interceding, but also I see just hanging out with him. And
amen.
you get refueled this way, and the Lord, I see you hanging out with him. And, you know, it may sound funny to others, but I'm going to tell you exactly what I see. I see you on this tropical island. I see you right near the shore of the water, and I see God right next to you, and you both just taking in the scenery and the beauty of his creation, and you're so relaxed with him, and you're saying to God, this is exactly what I needed. This is exactly what I needed, Lord. And so I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for this dear sister. And I thank you, God, for all the things that you will do through her. And I pray, Lord, your blessing be upon the ministries of which you have laid her hand to. And I pray, Lord, that she be directed in every detail by you. But, Lord, I pray that it not overwhelm her. And I pray, Father God, that your peace, your shalom would come upon the whole ministry. And, Lord, as you are growing it, that you will send the laborers. And as you're growing it, Lord, you will send the supporters. I see people in your ministry helping, and I also see people who are just a support to you. They're not necessarily doing the ministry with you, but they're a support to you personally. And the Lord, I see him strategically placing these people in your path. But you still have to take that time set aside for you and God just to hang out.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your instruction, God. And I praise you for it, Lord. If there's anything else for my sister Louise, Father, I'm your vessel. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And, you know, he gives me a scripture in Proverbs 2. Where, you know, it says my son, but it could be my son, my daughter. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. God wants to bring you to a higher understanding of the things that you already know in him. And he's calling you to a defining of his wisdom. It goes above man's wisdom. And so it's what you've been taught, the foundation, but he's going to build upon that in a great and mighty way. And the wisdom that he gives to you will especially speak to women, working women, and how to balance life and those types of things. So as you spend that time hanging out with him, he's going to give you these nuggets of wisdom, and they're not only going to bless you, but they're going to bless the women that are around you that have a hard time balancing life. And I just thank you and praise you for that, God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I'm asking for prayer for my daughter's ex-husband and my two grandsons, Justin and Ryan.
Okay, the first one was for your daughter's ex-husband or husband?
Ex-husband. The Lord told me years ago that they were going to be restored, but he's living a terrible life, and one of my grandsons, Ryan, you know, is hurt by all of this, and the younger one, Justin. So,
okay. And what's the ex-husband's name?
Sean.
Sean?
Ryan is the 20-year-old, and Justin is the younger one.
Okay. And the ex-husband, I'm sorry, Michelle.
What's the dad's name? Is his name Sean?
Yeah.
Okay. His name is Sean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Michelle, is it okay if I pray for the ex-husband and then you can pray for the children?
Okay, yes, I'll pray for him.
Okay. I just felt led to do it that way. Lord, I just lift up Sean to you, Father God, and I pray a hedge around him, Lord, as you speak of in Hosea. And I pray, oh, Father God, that you put that hedge around him, Lord. And though he run after the things and lust after the things of the world, he will not be able to overtake them. He will not be able to come and taste of them and be satisfied, God. He will say, it is surely better for me to be with my God than it is for me now. And so, Lord, I ask that he would find his need for you. I pray, Father God, that you would just pour upon him your spirit, God, and let him know within his spirit that you are calling him. Because, God, you have a greater call upon his life, Lord. You're calling them out of the gutter, Lord. And you're going to bring him, Lord, on higher ground. And he's going to be able to see what you restored him from. He's going to be able to see what you took him from. And, oh, Father God, how you snatched him from the enemy's snare. And when he sees this, God, he is going to be so on fire for you. Lord, I thank you and praise you that this man, and I'm declaring it to be because you're showing it. And if you're showing it, it's the truth, God. And so you're going to pull him up out of the gutter, Lord. You're going to place him on higher ground. He's going to see what you delivered him from, and he's going to give you praise. He's going to give you praise with his life, and he's going to give you praise with his tongue, and he's going to tell others, Lord, and warn them of that lifestyle. And so, God, I pray that even as he runs from you, and even as he runs, because there are many intercessors praying for this man, but even as he runs for you, God, he hears your voice. He hears your voice. And so, Lord, I pray your voice be magnified above any other voice, above the enemy's voice, above the influences around him and their voice, against anything, any influence that would try to tempt him, God. It's, temptation is nothing unless it meets desire. And so, Lord, I pray his desire just be totally and completely not for those things, just totally extinguished in that area so the temptation has no effect. And I pray, Lord, that he would seek after you and seek your face, God, and that he would stop running and turn around and receive of your embrace. And I pray, Lord, you restore him. You restore him of any broken relationships with parents, the downfall of a fathering. I pray, oh, Father God, you just come in and restore and heal his heart of those things, Lord, that has caused him to stumble. And, Lord, I pray he know you as the righteous Father, as the just Father, as the loving Father, God. And I pray that that is what he's immersed in, the truth. And I pray, Lord, that as he knows of the Father's adoption and as he receives of that adoption, God, he will be everything he needs to be for the things that you've called him to. And I just thank you and praise you, Father God. And I pray, Lord, every enemy scheme just be dismantled right now in the name of Jesus. You just annihilate it, God. And I pray, oh, Lord, that he would have moments, Lord, constant moments of clarity to where he is able to consciously make the decision to serve you or whether or not he's going to turn away. But, Lord, I thank you that you're putting the hedge around him, and even though he lusts after those things of the world, he will not overtake them. They will not satisfy him. And I thank you and praise you for it in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Amen. What was your two grandsons' name again? I forgot their names.
Ryan is the one that I'm really concerned about right now. He's 20 and Justin.
Okay, let me pray for Ryan first, and then we'll pray for Justin, okay?
Okay.
Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. Lord, I just thank you for Ryan, oh God. Father God, I just thank you. I just see the word healing. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would heal him, oh God. Father, I ask, God, that you would touch every place, oh God, that's broken in his heart even now, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would remove all disappointments, oh God, all discouragement, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I'm just asking you tonight, God, to tear down, oh God, everything, oh God. Tear down every wall, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would remove unforgiveness, God, out of his heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to go down, God, into the root of rejection, oh God, and root it up tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, even issues of abandonment tonight, God. Father, I put myself, oh God, in his place, oh God, and I'm asking you, God, the same thing that I felt, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, to touch him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Reach him
him in places, oh God, that his father would not be able to do, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, to heal his heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to silence every voice, oh God, that's not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, every spirit of discouragement, oh God, every whisper, every tormenting spirit tonight, God, we come against it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, every self-destructive spirit tonight, God, we destroy it. We dismantle it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch him, oh God, touch his heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, remove bitterness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, God, to be his Jehovah Shalom, oh God, the God of peace tonight, God. I'm calling forth peace tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to turn things around, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Restore, yes, God, restore and recover, oh God. Cause him to recover those things that were lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, even those things, oh God, in his mind, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, to be the stronghold, God, of his mind, oh God. Be the stronghold of his heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, broke things become blessed things tonight, God. So, Father God, I'm praying this over my brother's life tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ministry, God, I thank you, oh God, for the ministry, oh God, that's in him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I speak death to every plan of the enemy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I break every curse tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would stir up those things, oh God. Father, even draw him, God, draw him to you tonight, God, a better understanding, God. I'm praying for a better understanding, oh God, of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to allow him to have an encounter, God, with you like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I ask tonight, God, that you would root up, oh God, root up everything, oh God, that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, for moving, oh God, in this young man's life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, it's not too hard, oh God. There is nothing that's too hard for you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I know you to be faithful tonight, God. I know you to be a deliverer tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So do it in this life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, what the enemy meant for bad, oh God, turn it around, oh God, and make it work for his good, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I thank you tonight, God, for restoring the relationship, God, with his father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for change, God. Thank you for breakthrough tonight, God. Thank you for healing tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No longer will there be division, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, God, that you have heard these young men's heart cry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, for moving by your power, God, moving by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, you're greater than any situation, oh God, greater than any circumstance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, touch them both tonight, God. Use them for your glory tonight, God. God, draw them out of everything, oh God, that's not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, every desire, God, that's not your desire tonight, God, we're asking tonight, God, that they would lay it down tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, lift every burden tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I come against every spirit of heaviness tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to release a garment of praise, oh God, in the atmosphere, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, God, yes, God, I thank you that demons are fleeing, oh God, even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, have your way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Be glorified in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for reconciliation, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And it is so, oh God. Father, we thank you, honor you, and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank
Not
you.
A problem.
You'll be in my prayers. Both you and Sister Kelly. My God. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
And in courage.
Yes, praise God.
Amen.
Okay, the next call I have is 203. You're on the air. 203.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sis.
Hi, sis. I have to say hello, 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 hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I would like prayer for myself and my friend. His name is Henry. I just prayed. I just encouraged him. I just want you just to touch and agree with me. He just was telling me he something with his school, and he just got discouraged. So I just want you just to touch and agree with me. And, you know, pray for my family.
Okay, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my sister tonight, God. Lord, I ask Kelly, I'm going to ask you to pray for Therese, but I'm going to pray for Henry. His name is Henry, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Father God, I just lift my brother up to you tonight, God. Father, I come against discouragement even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We destroy it, we dismantle it even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask, God, that you would even remove the feeling of failure, God. Father, I ask, though, God, that you would touch his heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I come against the spirit of confusion tonight, God. Father, I speak to his mind in the name of Jesus, God. And I speak clarity, oh God, by the power of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, everything, oh God, that's being sent against his mind, oh God, to bring confusion, oh God, I tear it down even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask tonight, God, that you would save his soul tonight, God. Father, I ask, oh God, that you would draw my brother, God. Draw him to you tonight, God. Draw him to your will, to your way tonight, God. Father, I ask, oh God, that you would cut away, oh God, everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to take him, oh God, into a deeper place in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, I come against frustration tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, that you would, God, rebuild him tonight, God. Those places, oh God, that have been beat up and tore down tonight, God, rebuild him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to touch him, oh God. God, touch every place, oh God, that's hurting, oh God, every place that's confused, oh God, every place that feels defeated tonight, God, I'm asking you, oh God, to touch him, oh God. Father, I ask God that you would give him strength, oh God. Father, I pray for wisdom, oh God. Make him a man of wisdom tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would have your way, oh God, have your way in his life tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you, honor and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, as you were praying, Michelle, the Lord was speaking to me and saying that Henry is a success.
Mm.
He's successful in the Lord's sight. He's successful. And the enemy tries to convince him he's a failure because he's a builder of things.
Mm.
You know, if the enemy can discourage the builder, then all that takes place in that which is built will be forfeited. And so, Lord, I thank you for the words that you've spoken through Michelle. I thank you, God, that you say that this man is, or maybe even a boy, I don't know what his age is, God, but I thank you that he is a success in your sight. And if you say it's so, it's so, and so I declare it upon the earth as it is in heaven. And I thank you, God, that he is not a failure, nor will he ever be in your sight. And so, Lord, I thank you and praise you that the lies of the enemy have been dismantled as you have prayed through your servant, Michelle, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up my sister, Therese. It's Therese, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would be the author and finisher of this prayer, because it's very important to her that she hear directly from you. She's not someone who wants just any old word. She wants what you have to say. She wants the purity of your heart, God. And so, Lord, I pray that I move out of the way, Lord,
I can see why she calls the prayer line, Father, because I know that Nichelle wants the same thing as Therese, only for you to be the one speaking. And so I say, Kelly, move out of the way. And, Lord, you come on in. Do whatever you want to do and say whatever you want to say, because I'm yielded to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm yielded to you. And so, Lord, I see you mixing things up. I see her in a whirlwind, God. I see her in a water whirlwind, Lord. And, you know, I don't mean a whirlwind that's, like, out in nature and is totally chaotic, though it serves its purpose. But I see you in a whirlpool that is contained, like a hot tub that you would get into. But this is different. This is a whirlpool that people get into that heals, that causes circulation to come to certain parts of the body. And so I see the Lord stirring up in your life, and I see him. He's going to bring circulation to parts of your family, to parts of your life that need to be alive. And then once that takes place, I see him using you and the things that he will have you go forth and do, and they will stir up the body. So he's going to stir you up first. He's going to get everything functioning, everything full in circulation, and then he's going to use you in your obedience, and he's going to bring it to the body of Christ, and it's going to stir up the body of Christ, and it's going to cause for everything to circulate. And so, Lord, I thank you that you're revealing this. I pray, Lord, that she understand it in its totality. I pray, Father God, that that you would reveal it in its due time. And I pray, Lord, that she have much wisdom and revelation, that she can catch the fullness of the vision that you have over her life. You know, the reason why, Therese, you seek out the Lord in the prophetic is because the Lord would use you in this way. And so the fire burns within you. And so really you're seeking out your like kind. And so though you go and you hear from others, the Lord will use you in the same way. That's why it stirs you so much. That's why it complements you. That's why you're so excited about the prophetic. And so the Lord is going to teach you, and he's going to mold you, and he's going to, you know, I think you know things about the prophetic, but he's really going to come in, and he's going to show you things, revelations that are going to help those who are even veterans as prophetic people. Because there's a pureness about you. You want the pureness of God. You want the heart of God. But he wants to tell you himself. And he wants to tell you not only himself for your own life, because sometimes it's hard for you to hear him for your own life. And I don't want you to take that as a negative, because all of us have suffered in that area, being prophetic ourselves. But he not only wants you to hear for your own life, but he wants you to hear in such a way that you minister into the lives of those around you, that you're going to step out. You're really going to step out in faith. And he's going to use you mightily in this way. So be open for his revelation. I see you sitting before his word and him revealing things to you in the word. He reveals things to you that you haven't heard before. And I don't know if this is for future or if this has actually already happened, but you second guess yourself because you've never heard it before. But the Lord would bring revelation to who he chooses. And so he's going to bring revelation to you through the scriptures. And you know, if you second guess yourself, you come before him again and again, and you will feel within your heart the purity of the revelation of the word, and he will confirm it to you, and he will bring forth life out of that revelation. You'll see it operate in your own life. And as you see it operate in your own life, you'll know it's true. And you're not going to second guess yourself just because you haven't heard it before. There are revelations of God's word that have still not been revealed, because it takes a certain time and it takes a particular person, you know, to be loyal with that revelation. And then once he downloads that revelation to the person he can trust, they can go forth into the body and deliver that message. And, you know, I mean, there are things that, revelations that we're having now that, you know, that are hot off the press. You know what I mean? It's God sees that the body of Christ is to a place of maturity that they can receive it, because, you know, he's not going to feed his baby something that they're going to choke on. So I see the Lord really turning the juices in you and really getting the prophetic flowing. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. But know that it takes surrender. And know that it takes putting down the carnal things of the world. And that doesn't mean that you get legalistic. But just really lay down your heart before him. And totally become dependent on him. That's the key. Dependency on Jesus. That's the key to everything. Everybody wants to make it complicated. But that is the key. And it's a very hard thing to do because of the state that we're in, you know, in the body that we're in and struggling, you know, in the flesh. And so, you know, Lord, I just thank you and praise you for all that you're doing through Therese. And you know, we may not even understand it all right now, Lord, but I thank you and praise you that she's going to have new revelation and the body of Christ is going to be blessed by it. And, Lord, that she's going to hear your voice. It's going to become so magnified, Lord. It's just going to resound within her, even for her own life, God, and she's going to hear you. And, Lord, I just pray that she walk in that prophetic anointing that you're calling her to, that she just walk in the fullness of that, God. And I ask, Lord, that she would have much support. I pray that she would have much support in this area, God, and I just thank you and praise you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank
Did you have anything, Michelle?
No.
Thank you so much, both of you. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you, sis.
Love you, too.
Okay. Okay, 618, you're on the air. 618?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I need a prayer for my health.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm gonna pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just ask, Father God, that I would decrease, Father, as you increase, oh God. Father God, I just ask, Father, that whatever this thing is that's going on in her body, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, to touch her body, oh God. Father, cause it to come into total alignment, oh God. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just move, God, move even in her heart tonight, God. Father God, I come against depression tonight, God. I rebuke depression, God. I come against frustration tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would break off everything, oh God, that's not like you, oh God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to remove unforgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, if there's anything, oh God, that her body is carrying, oh God, from unforgiveness, Father, I'm asking you, Father, to reveal these things to my sister, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just touch her body, oh God. Touch her body, Father, from the crown of her head, oh God, to the soles of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. Lord God, whatever this promise is, oh God, you remember, God. I'm not sure if there's something that God promised you, and he just want me to tell you that he remember. I don't know what it is, but Father God, I just thank you, oh God, that you are not a liar, God. You're not a man that you shall lie, oh God. Every word, God, that you have spoken, oh God, pertaining to healing, oh God, you're going to bring this to pass, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to remove the darkness from around my sister, oh God. Father, I pray even now, God, the feeling of being abandoned, oh God. I ask, God, that you would remove this even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would silence every spirit, oh God, every word, oh God, everything that's being whispered, oh God, that's not of you tonight, God. I ask, Father God, that you would just silence these voices tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would draw my sister, God, draw my sister to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I'm asking you, oh God, that you would allow your hands of deliverance, oh God, to hit her life, oh God.
Touch these situations, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you, oh God. I thank you that my sister shall live, oh God, and not die, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you, oh God, for moving in her life, oh God, moving by your power, oh God, moving by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, that every desire, oh God, every craving, oh God, that's not of you tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father, to remove those things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you and I honor you and I praise you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Kelly, you want to pray for her or anything you want to say to her?
Yeah, I heard the word refreshment, you know, refreshing. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the refreshing of my sister. I thank you, Lord, that her body will not fall into any kind of deadness, but, Lord, wherever you are, there is life and life abundantly. And so, Lord, I thank you that in every area of her life, you will spring forth new life, refreshment, God. You will refresh her, Lord, with your living water. We thank you and praise you, Father, for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Sis, is there anything else that we need to pray for you that we didn't pray?
Also, my husband needs a job.
Okay, your husband needs a job. Okay. Father God, I just pray right now, Father, for
yes, God.
My sister's husband, oh God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you would open up a door, Father. Open up a door, God, that no man can shut, oh God. Father, I'm asking you, God, that you would just move, God. I see, God, that there are some debts, oh God. I'm asking you, Father God, to just move, Father. I'm asking you, God, to open doors, God. I'm asking you, Father, that you would touch hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to move, God. God, direct my brother, oh God. Lead him, God, to the right place, oh God. Father, lead him to the facility, oh God. Whatever his, what kind of work do your husband do, sis?
The coal miner.
He's a coal miner. Okay. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, is that the same work that he desired to find something else in that?
Yes.
Okay. Father, I just ask, God, that you would move, Father. I'm asking, God, that you would move in this situation, oh God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you would just, God, just touch someone's heart tonight, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would make the proper connections, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I'm just asking tonight, God, that you would just, God, meet their needs tonight, God. I'm asking you, Father, that you would, God, just direct this path, oh God. Father, I even see something in business, oh God. I'm not sure, God, how you're going to use this gentleman in business, oh God. But I'm asking you, Father, that you would speak to him tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Ma'am, is your husband saved?
Yes.
He is saved?
Yeah.
Okay. Father, I just lift him up tonight, God. Father, I just ask tonight, God, that you would draw my brother closer to you tonight, God. I'm asking you, Father, to take him into a deeper place, oh God, in you, Father. I'm asking you, Father, to remove all discouragement, oh God, out of his heart, oh God. Father, we are asking tonight, God, that you would move, God. Move in their lives, oh God. Open up a door, God, for employment tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. We honor you, oh God. We glorify your name tonight, God. Father God, I just thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for touching this family, oh God. Father, just moving in their lives tonight, God. Thank you for bringing healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you, oh God, that you're uncovering truth, oh God. God, I just thank you, oh God, that you're revealing those hidden things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just thank you, honor and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sis. I appreciate you calling, okay?
Okay, thank you both.
Okay. All right. The next caller I have is 754. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, this is Anita.
Hey, Anita. How's it going?
Really, nothing has changed.
Really?
Everything's still kind of crazy a little bit. I'm trying to just be patient, you know, for that money situation. They're saying that the government is broke. I don't believe that. you know, for the taxes return to come back. So I don't know. I just want to really get in my own place so I can start. Yeah.
The government might be broke, but God is not broke. You know what I'm saying? Have you been praising God in the midst of your situation?
Yes. And for my health, too. I'm trying to make myself eat because I don't eat right. I see where I lost a few pounds, so I'm like, eating better. I'm just still down a little bit.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Kelly, you want to pray for her?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, Lord.
Lord, I lift up. It's Anita?
Anita. A-N-I-T-A, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I lift up my dear sister to you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You know, I want to tell you what I saw. I see God. God says, I am her vitamin. I don't know what that means, but I hear God saying, I am her vitamin. I am her vitality. I am her strength. And I see him infusing himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Into you with his healing power.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you, God, for that. I thank you, God, for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. And I see, Sister D is saying, because I see you worshiping God. And I see you getting deliverance, worshiping him.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And, Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you for the deliverance that comes when she worships you, when she sings to you, God,
when she praises you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory every night.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see that a whirlwind came through your life. I see that a whirlwind came through your life, but I also see God's whirlwind coming and restoring everything that the cankerworm tried
to take. Glory. Thank you.
And so, Lord, when he comes with his whirlwind, he gives more than you ever thought. He gives more than you could ever think. And so he will not only restore, but he will give you, you know, more. In great abundance, because he would have you to give to others, and it's your heart to give to others. And so no longer does he want your hand to be strapped, but instead he wants your hand to be open to those around you. And so the Lord is going to flow in, and he's going to do it in ways that are unexpected. And he wants you to believe for the impossible, and he wants you to set your sights on him, your total focus on him. And as you do, the Lord is going to set before you principles of how provision shall come. And so you will never come to this place of worry again. Because, you know, it says in Matthew 6:25, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And so the Lord would have you to know there's no need to worry. And even if he brings you through this hump of your life,
thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You are going to understand his principles. You're going to have wisdom in this area. To where you don't have to revisit this place that causes you to be in a panic. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you're in control of her life. You're in control of her money. You're in control of her blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, Lord, your hand is open to her. And I thank you and praise you as your hand is open to her. No one can snatch from your hand.
In the name of Jesus.
And so what you have for her is hers.
In the name of Jesus.
And, Lord, send forth your angels.
Yes, Lord.
To remove anything, any obstacle that's
in
the way that is unlike you.
In the name of Jesus.
And, Lord, I pray, Father God, that she would have fullness in Christ.
Yes,
fullness
Lord.
In Christ.
In the name of Jesus. In the name
sister,
of Jesus.
Sister, he says he wants this to be, he wants this to be remedied because there are other things he would have you to do. He doesn't want this to bombard your thinking. He doesn't want this to overtake and be the only thing that, you know, that you can handle during the day. So he wants to settle it and have this lack of flow taken care of. And so he's going to come in. He's going to remedy the situation. And it's because he wants this done with so you don't have to have your attention to it. And he can take you on to the next thing that he would have you to do for him. And I thank you and praise you for it, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Praise you for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
And I see you mentoring many.
Yes, Lord.
I see you mentoring many. I see you like a motherly type, and the Lord using you to be a mother to those who never really had one.
Thank you,
Lord. Or never was able to receive the one that they had.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so he's going to use you in this way, and he's going to, I see you in the kitchen. I see you making something for someone, and you're telling them like a mother would, you know. You're saying, hey, get straight with your life, and you're telling them like it is. But the Lord softens your heart, and you have much love that will come from you too. And so it won't just all be about correction. And so the Lord is going to really minister to your heart about these ones that he sends to you.
And so
there'll be a balance of correction and love. And I just thank you and praise you for that, God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, praise you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I honor you, Lord. I magnify you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I used to be close to my kids, but as they got older, they're just like, I guess they live it in the past and they want to talk about what they did. But I raised four kids by myself. Their daddy wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So since I lost my place from the hurricane, well, my mother stayed with family members, mainly my oldest daughter. But she's a sick person. When she's sick, she wants you to jump up and run and do stuff for her. But then she forgets how she talks to everybody, you know, in the house. And it's not right. She curses at you. She goes, oh, I'm going to put your stuff out. I pay her bill there. I shouldn't have to pay you to live in your house. I wish I had my mother living. I lost my mom at 12. She was 39 years old from epilepsy. And I lost my dad at 22. He had a heart attack. I don't have but a brother here. All my immediate family is gone. Because me and my brother, we never disrespected nobody older. And I still got respect as of today. And I'm 54. You know, and then the kids, they want to say, oh, you shouldn't do this, grandma. Why are you bringing bags in the house? You know, they just don't have respect for me. And that's the reason I want my money to come, so I can just get around negativeness, because it cuts my blessing. I don't want to be around negativeness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's just crazy. I'm never there. I leave every day. I'm on the bus every day, and I have thyroid. I shouldn't be out there like that every day, but I just go for peace of mind. I go to my storage. I just want to get away, you know? I come back, there's so much drama going on in the house, and I'm just tired. That's why I sit out the door, and I sing. I got my iPod, and I sing, and I just give God praise no matter what. I do it every night.
So, sister, are you telling me a literal whirlwind took your house then?
Yes, and then I had my voucher, and they took it from me, saying it gave me 120 days to find something. But they knew even the $800 FEMA gave me, I went and put applications in, and they were taking my money, saying I got evicted from the old apartment, but I did not get evicted. And then, you know, they gave it back to me in 2009, and then it snatched it again. I had to find the place. Gave the people $100 for the condo association. Everything in the farm there was new. And the lady down at the city of Fort Lauderdale house in Miss Washington, she said, they were giving out applications. Arlene Casey from Miami, the main director at HUD in Miami, said, go get an application from Miss Washington. I filled the application out. I took the FEMA letter. How about the lady said they don't have no more vouchers to give me? I've been going through a lot. And it's taking a toll on my health. I got to take it easy. I can't. If they don't have high blood and sugar, you know, I'm just thanking God that my faith is so strong. So no matter what comes up against me, it can't hurt me.
I thank God for my grandmother sending me and my brother to church with her every Sunday. You know, I thank her so much, and she's not here, but I thank her. Because everything I learned when I was little just stayed in my mind. And I remember the pastor saying, anytime the enemy come up against you, just look out for the blessing around the corner. That stayed in my mind from a little girl to now. I just give God praise. I thank you.
Okay, Anita, let me pray for you, and then, okay, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch Anita, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, to move in her heart, oh God, move in her mind tonight, God. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, God, to give her strength, oh God, to stand in her present situation, oh God. Father, I'm just asking you tonight, God, to change her outlook tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would remove all discouragement tonight, God. I'm asking you, Father, to be her peace, oh God, her peace that passes of all understanding, oh God. And Lord God, I'm just asking you tonight, God, to just move, Father, in this household tonight, God. Lord, I ask tonight, God, that you would save her daughter's soul tonight, God. Draw her, God, draw her closer to you tonight, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, even whatever's going on in her daughter's body, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, to touch her body tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to move, Father, throughout this family, oh God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to make every crooked place straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just pray for Anita's children tonight, God. God, those places in them, God, that are hurt tonight, God. Those places that have been wounded tonight, God. I'm asking you for healing tonight, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would just save them tonight, God. Father, even our grandchildren tonight, God. Save them, draw them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would bring my sister comfort, oh God. Comfort her heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would take her worship, oh God. Take her worship to a new level in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just move, God. Move in this situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm requesting that your perfect will, oh God, will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just pray even now, God, that every heart, God, that have been hardened, oh God, God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would move in their hearts, God. Move in their minds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, love you, and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Anita, okay?
Thank you so much, and I love you.
Love you, too. Be encouraged, all right? Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless you. Love you, guys. Bye.
Expect a change.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, the next caller that I have is 954. You're on the air.
It's June. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister June.
I guess need some prayer for my sister, myself, and my niece. You know, need some direction about this job situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants to do some traveling, so she's, you know, asking about the direction.
Mm-hmm.
To do the traveling. My sister in the hospital, she's not doing so good.
Some of us are praying.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for a miracle. Some strength, you know, and endurance, you know, to hold on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is your heart real heavy right now, Sister June?
Oh, yeah, very.
Okay.
I'm sure you can feel it.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for my sister tonight, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch her, Father. Touch her heart, God. Touch her mind tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I'm just asking tonight, God, that every dark place, oh God, that you would remove it, oh God. Father, bring light tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, your words say to put on a garment of praise, oh God, for the spirit of heaviness, oh God. So, Father God, I'm just asking you tonight, God, to give my sister gives us the strength, oh God, to praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I'm just asking you tonight, God, to give her clarity, oh God, in this situation, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, that every question tonight, God, that you would answer these questions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just give her, God, a clear path, oh God, to walk, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you for a new understanding tonight, God. I thank you that you're causing my sister, oh God, to walk in a new understanding, oh God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would give her your revelation tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I'm just asking you tonight, God, to touch every situation tonight, God. Touch every circumstance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would be the lifter of her head tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just pray tonight, God. I pray even for her sister tonight, God. I'm asking you, Father, to touch her body tonight, God. Touch her mind tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I come against bitterness tonight, God. I come against unforgiveness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to save this lady's soul, God. Save her soul tonight, God. Set her free tonight, God. Lord, I come against every religious spirit tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask tonight, God, that you would cause her body, oh God, to come into alignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm asking you, oh God, that if it's your will, oh God, let it be done tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch, oh God. Father, I see members, oh God. I pray, God, for our family members tonight, God. I ask, God, that you would touch them tonight, God. Remove all discouragement tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I'm asking you tonight, God, to remove the sorrow, God, out of their heart, oh God. Father, remove doubt, oh God. And we're asking for faith tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I ask tonight, God, that you would cut away, oh God, everything that's not like you tonight, God. Destroy it, dismantle it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, because there's still hope in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, God, to move, God, move in this situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you tonight, God, even for touching Sister June tonight, God. Oh God, I just thank you, oh God, for lifting her spirit, oh God. Father, I thank you for touching her heart tonight, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, because at your name, oh God, demons have to flee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father, I thank you even now, God, for lifting the spirit of heaviness, oh God. Yes, God. Oh God, I just worship you tonight, God. I magnify your name tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. I give you praise tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you're not a man, God, that you shall lie, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your promises, oh God, will not fail, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, even in the time of weakness, oh God, I'm praying for strength for my sister tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to take June into a deeper place in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I pray tonight, God, that every situation, oh God, give it a strength, oh God, to lay it on the altar, oh God, and to leave it there, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, those people tonight, God, that she's holding in her heart tonight, God. Father, I'm praying for release tonight, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would give my sister strength, oh God, to let them go, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, that she's forgetting those things that are behind, oh God, and looking towards those things that are ahead tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, no matter what it looked like, oh God, you're still in the midst of this tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, that you're going to turn, oh God, her weeping into laughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you tonight, God, for moving by your power tonight, God, moving by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, there's nothing that's too hard for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you're taking her, oh God, to a greater place, oh God, and to a greater level in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, the process has been uncomfortable, oh God, but Father, I thank you tonight, God, that there's some stripping, oh God, that is going on, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you will use her, oh God, use her for your glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I ask tonight, God, that you would give her the strength, oh God, to stand in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you, honor and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Kelly, you want to pray for
her? You know, that just amazes me how the Lord tells Michelle that I have something as well. He's so wonderful in those ways. You know, I heard the Lord say, great woman of faith. You're a great woman of faith. He says, don't let this discouragement fool you. She is a great woman of faith. And it took humility for you to call in this place of discouragement.
Yeah.
But he's refining you, sister. He's refining you. And like Michelle, like I heard in Michelle's prayer, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit, he is strengthening you. Because he's going to bring you up higher.
Yep.
He's going to bring you up higher. So you're a great woman of faith. And just because you have a dip of discouragement doesn't disqualify you as that.
Yep.
And you're going to get stronger and stronger in him. And as the storms rage, you're going to know that you're protected in this place with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that nothing can touch you, though it tries.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is the lifter of your head. And he will take this situation and do his perfect will. And that's just fine with you because you know his perfect will is for your best.
Amen.
I thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, sis. God bless you.
God bless you, and I love you. Just that's a hug for me.
Okay, I will. I will.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I can't hear anything that they're saying, but that's okay. The Lord is still doing his thing.
Okay. If you can't, you know, you can't hear anything they're saying?
Some calls, I can't hear anything at all. But, you know, that's okay. We're just going to keep doing it this way. God knows what he's doing.
Okay. Well, Kelly, you know it might have something to do with your age. So, you know, just bear with me. No, I'm joking.
I rebuke that. I don't want to hear it.
Listen, but I'll repeat. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know that you couldn't hear any of it. So I'll just repeat what they're saying, okay?
Yeah, if you could just give me the gist of it, that would be great. But, you know, sometimes it's best that I don't know because, you know, then the Lord can minister.
Okay.
So whatever you feel led to do, sister.
Okay. The next caller I have is 601. You're on the air.
Well, hello, Sister Michelle, and hello, Miss Kelly. God bless you both.
God bless you also, Pastor.
Bless you.
Yeah, I tell you what, I just have a word for the radio audience, and I just really want to start out by just telling everybody to be encouraged, because we walk by faith, not by sight. And the word from the word today is 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18, the Bible declares, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And if I had to sing a song, I ain't, but if I had to sing one, it would be, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. And they sure cannot take it away. And this is a time for us to rejoice. Not rejoicing because circumstances may not be the way we want it manifested. But yet, we got to do like the Lord told Joshua when he said, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with us whithersoever we go. So, that's the word today, Sister Michelle, for the radio audience. And I just really, because I was sensing such a spirit of heaviness, and I know the anointing destroys every yoke. It removes burdens and destroys every yoke. And therefore, we need his presence. And I think sometimes we can have a tendency to look at our circumstances, look at the problem rather than the problem solver. And I can tell you that all of us have times of discouragement. But what happened is the enemy want to hear use things to weigh us down and keep our spirit weighed down. But the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. So we don't have to be troubled today. Love you.
Love you too, Pastor Williamson. Thank you so much. Kelly, is there anything you want to say to him?
Oh, that is some good word, Pastor. I thank you for it. You know, it's so true, you know, that he is the problem solver. He is the remedy.
Yes.
I just thank you so much for that.
Yes, ma'am. And Michelle, I wanted you to, you know, pray for my stomach. Believe God with me. I already know I'm healed, but I have been having pains in my stomach area today.
Okay, okay, okay.
But you know what? I already know Christ has redeemed us.
Yes.
All I just want you to do is set yourself and agree with me and with the word.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my brother tonight, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, as he's already spoken, oh God. Father, I know, Father God, that you are a healer, Father. Lord, I know, Father, that you wore the stripes, oh God, for his healing, oh God. So, Father, we're asking tonight, God, we're commanding this thing to manifest, God, by your blood tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I speak to that pain tonight, God, and I command it to cease, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would cause, God, his total body, God, to come into alignment tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just increase and encourage his faith tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I pray tonight, God, that whatever the enemy meant for bad, oh God, turn it around, oh God, and make it work for his good, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I just ask tonight, God, that you would put those, oh God, in his path, oh God, that will bless him and encourage him tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, honor and love you tonight, God. And Father, I pray for his family, God. Father, I pray, God, that you would touch his family tonight, God. Move throughout his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I'm asking you tonight, God, to cause, God, their lives to come into alignment, oh God, with your word tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Destroy, God, everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we're praying for unity tonight, God. Unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you. We honor and we bless you tonight, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Michelle. We just want you and Kelly to be encouraged as y'all continue to lift up Jesus.
Praise God.
Yes. Now, Pastor, before you go, can I share something with you?
Sure.
I saw you speaking the scriptures of healing. And when you did, it was like parts of your stomach were being cauterized, like if you were to seal a wound with cauterization.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw the word radio and the word loving heart, that you have a loving heart towards those that you minister to. And I don't know if you do radio already, but, you know, consult the Lord about that. Oh, he's laughing.
He does.
Tell him.
Oh. Well, God says you have a very loving heart towards those that you minister to over the airwaves. So praise God.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you in the shell. I haven't been around as long as you guys have on the blog talk, but I'm on the blog talk.
Praise the Lord. Well, I see your audience. You know, multiplying,
yes.
And it's because of your loving heart that the love of Jesus within you draws them. Because if you lift him up, he will draw men unto himself, you know, all men unto himself. So,
true.
You know, praise the Lord. I pray that the Lord's blessing be upon your ministry and that he use you as his pure vessel. And I pray much success for your ministry and what God's called you to do.
Yes, I've listened to your show before, Sister Kelly, and I've enjoyed it.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. That must have been 18 years ago, no?
Yeah, you had a lady speaker, and I caught the second part of y'all conversation, whatever y'all was doing, talking on that particular week. But I
certainly,
I certainly thank God. I think her name was Cindy.
Sister Cindy, yes.
But I thank God for you, and Sister Michelle, both of you guys, be encouraged in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Pastor Williamson. You also, okay?
Okay.
You also.
429-2773. Okay, 478, you're next. We have three more callers. Let me, before we're getting ready to go off air, so let me pray for those callers that are online. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for each and every person, God, that are online tonight, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would touch them, Father. I ask, God, that you would move in their circumstances, God, move in their situations, oh, God. Father, I ask, God, that you would draw each and every one, God, closer to you tonight, God. Father, I pray for breakthrough and change in their lives, oh, God. Father, if there's any that are sick tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father, to heal their bodies, oh God. Father, I pray tonight, God, if there's any needs, oh God, I ask, Father, that you would meet their needs tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch their families tonight, God. Touch their ministries tonight, God. Touch their business, oh God. Move in their lives tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, for moving, God, in their lives, oh God, causing their life, oh God, to come into total alignment, oh God, with your word, oh God. Give strength to those that are weak tonight, God. Encouragement to those that are discouraged tonight, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would just move, God, move in their lives tonight, God. And Father, I ask tonight, God, for those that will have to travel, oh God, I ask, Father, that you would be with them, oh God. Put a hedge of protection around them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, touch each and every one tonight, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, as they lay to sleep tonight, God, allow their sleep to be peaceful tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we honor you, and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, and Sister Michelle, I know this is probably going into the archives, but I just want to do a shout-out. I don't know if you know this, Sister, but the Lord has revealed to me that you have callers from Indonesia, and I don't know by that by any other means but the Spirit. And so we just want to say to you out there, you know, sometimes our numbers don't tally out of our country correctly. We just want you to know, you who are listening from Indonesia, we have not forgotten you. We will intercede for you. We will pray for you, and we love you greatly. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. All right, one of my callers dropped off. Okay, 850, you're on the air.
This is Nori. Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Nori. I'm calling for prayer for myself, my family, and the ministry.
Okay, okay. Kelly, will you take that particular one?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Prophetess Nori.
Prophetess Nellie?
Nori.
Okay, we're just going to call you Prophetess. I'm having technical difficulties. Okay. Lord, I just lift up Prophetess to you, Father, and I thank you and praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing in her and through her. I praise you, God. I worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, I see you before this long table, and it's like it's a conference or some kind of ministry event, and I see CDs, and I see your hand, your pen to the paper, and I don't know if you're selling something that you've written or that you're teaching or what it is that's going on, but I'm going to tell you that I see you at the table, and I see you troubled, and the Lord would not have you in this place of ministry and have you troubled. And so I see him coming with this wave of his presence and of his anointing, and he says that as this wave is coming, and I see it like, you know, just like you would see an ocean wave, and I see it probably, you know, way above you, probably 9, 10, 11 feet. And as you're standing at this table and at this conference and at this ministry event, I see the wave hitting you. And I see this incredible surge
of prophetic anointing and revelation. And the Lord says, though, it comes with humility. It comes with humility. And so I don't know exactly what that means. I'm not going to try to read into that. But, Lord, I just thank you and praise you that that you are, you know, refining us all when it comes to the prophetic. And, Lord, I thank you that you're going to use wisdom that comes through her, God, as she puts her pen to the paper, Lord. You will write through her. And as she makes, you know, whatever it is that you want her to make, to get out to the people. But, Lord, she's not to be overwhelmed and she's not to be troubled, God. That's not your way. That's not what you would have for her. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would put everything in line. And I ask, Lord, that she would see things from your perspective. And, Lord, you are her business manager. You are, Lord, the one who orchestrates her ministry. And so, Lord, I see her ministry getting ahead of her at times. And it's like a horse out of control and just running ahead with nobody having the reins. But, Lord, I thank you and praise you that you are in control. And all she has to do is say, Jesus, Jesus. And you will grab the reins, and you will take control, and you will show her the way, and you will lead her to the next destination of that which you're calling her to in the ministry. And I just thank you and praise you for that, God. And so, Lord, I pray that her heart not grow faint in well-doing. And I pray, Lord, that I pray against any burnout. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would rekindle the fire, and I pray, Lord, that you would refresh her personally. I pray that she would hear you for her own life, that she would hear you and be glad by the things that she sees and the miracles that take place even before her own eyes and in her own family, God, before her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, she, you know, though it's nice to have an errand, she doesn't have to have an errand, God. She has you. She has you, and you will hold her arms up, and you will give her strength, God, and you will minister to her heart, Lord, and she will have all that she needs through you. She doesn't have to depend on man. She can depend totally and solely on you, God. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you're taking the reins of the ministry. I thank you, God, that you're going to bless all that she puts her hand to that you've commanded of her. And, Lord, let her not strive in herself. It doesn't have to be that you've asked this of her and now she has to figure out how to complete it. But, Lord, I thank you that you will unction her and she will go through the motion of what you're telling her. And I pray, Lord, that it come with peace and ease in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I lift up her household to you, Lord. I pray for provision. I pray for long-lasting provision. I pray for residual income coming in so she can be at her father's house and do that which you have asked her to do. And I ask, Lord, that there would be no lack. And I pray, oh, Father God, that she would sense of your presence in every area of her life, including her finances. And I just thank you and praise you for it, God. I thank you and praise you for it, God. And, you know, the Lord wants you to know, Father God, help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord wants you to know, I'm going to tell you what I see. Okay, I just have to be obedient to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I see you in this church, and I see all these people, and they're all dressed to the hilt. And they all got these name brand bags, and they're all, you know, dressed to the finest, and the Lord he's not occupied with those things. He's not preoccupied with those things. But the people, they do get preoccupied with those things, and they think that it's a endorsement of their anointing. And God says not so. And so though there are times in your life that you will be blessed with such things, it does not qualify you or disqualify you to what you wear and what you have on your arm as the best bag and those types of things. And, you know, he says it doesn't even really matter because when he gives these things to you, you will give them to other people. And it will just be this revolving door where I see, you know, the Lord giving you things, and I see you giving them out to people. And your generosity is what touches their heart, not the fact that it's name brand. And so you don't have to lift up, you don't have to live up to what in the charismatic culture would say is a blessed person, quote unquote. The Lord says that you're blessed. The Lord says that you're willing to do what he asks you to do. You're obedient to his call. And he doesn't want you to be preoccupied with anything that has to do with culture. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, God, I just thank you, Father God. I pray that you bless her. I pray that she would receive of your full measure of favor in wisdom and knowledge. I pray, Lord, that you would increase the prophetic in her life as you have so said, Lord. I declare it within the earth as it is in heaven. I thank you and praise you, God, that you will condition her heart to receive such blessings. And I thank you, God, that she will be loyal with it. And I ask, Lord, that the ones that you bring into her life to be the laborers in the ministry with her, I pray, Lord, that you would make known who is to be within that inner circle and who is not. Protect my sister, Father God, even from the ones, oh Father God, who are wolves in sheep's clothing. And Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would reveal to my sister anyone who is not of good cheer and really living for you. And we just thank you and praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the first part of the call. Did I cover everything?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
She said yes, Kelly. Can you hear her?
I did hear that.
Yeah, she said you covered everything, okay?
Praise God.
Okay. God bless you, sis, okay? Love you.
Okay, God bless you. Love
you. All right. We have two more callers. 478, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm just thanking God tonight again for the Godhead, thanking God for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And I'm thanking God that by his Spirit that he has allowed this prayer line to take place. I just really praise and thank God for hearing my two beloved sisters over this prayer line tonight, Prophetess Michelle, who I love dearly. And I truly thank God for all the fervent prayers that she has prayed for me, because I can truly say that God has uplifted me in spirit, and I know he's uplifting my life. And I thank God for my precious sister Kelly also, because I know I have called on this line before and she has prayed for me. And I just thank God for hearing Pastor Williamson's voice and all my beloved sisters and brothers that come on this prayer line to connect, because we know prayer is communication with God. And we know that the fervent prayers of the righteous ones avail much to the Lord. And I just thank God for all the sincere prayers. And I just want you all to know, my beloved sisters, Prophetess Michelle, Sister Kelly, I love you much. Have never seen you, never seen God, but I love him much. And I just thank God for you. And I just thank God for how he has given me a friend and Prophetess Michelle. I can say that she's not only my sibling in Christ, but she's been a friend to me too. And I just thank God for all her encouragement. Because the soul do get downcast in this world. When you would do good, the Bible says evil is always present. So we're in a warfare, the spirit against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. And the flesh want us to be downcast, but the Spirit of God want us to rejoice, because we have to know that all things, I don't care what we're going through, storms, whatever, it all works together for our good, because our Heavenly Father said it works together for our good. Well, Satan don't want us to remember that night. Like Pastor Williamson said tonight, he just wants us to look at the problem. But I just thank God and desire your prayers that God will give me a more closer walk with him, and that he will just walk me into his purpose, so that when I do have my last breath on this side of the world, that I'll be able to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hello?
Hello?
That's a blessing.
Kelly, could you hear her?
I could hear every word, praise the Lord. I was very blessed by it. Thank you, sister, so very much.
The check is in the mail, Sister Belinda, because I paid her to say all of that.
Oh, my God. I love her humor.
So do I.
Kelly, you want to pray for Sister Belinda?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, God, for Sister Belinda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Sister Belinda, I see you tarry for the people. I see you intercede for the people. And I see where there were some that were lost that had no bridge. You cried out to Jesus for them, and the bridge materialized, and they were able to come to a place of understanding of who Jesus is. And I just thank you and praise you, God, for using this woman in this way, Lord. I pray that you would increase the intercession that you use her for. I thank you, God, for I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I see you tarry for long periods of time. I see you come before the Lord.
Yes,
on behalf of the people, I thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. My God, have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I just lift up Sister Belinda to you, Father God, and I pray that you would pour in your strength. I pray, Lord, that even when there are times when it's difficult, when she doesn't know how to go about showing someone the way, when she sees that they're going the wrong way, Lord, and she doesn't know, Father God, the words to say that will lead them back to the right path, Lord, I pray you fill her mouth. I pray that you speak forth out of her heart as your mouthpiece, that you would speak out of this clay, Lord, and that you would minister to those, Father God, that have lost their way, Lord. Because you show her things in intercession, Lord. You reveal things to her, Father God. And at times she doesn't know how to go about what to say, Lord, that will meet them right where they're at. Because she's not out to offend, God. She wants to minister to their heart, Lord. She wants to get to the root of it, Father God, so they know your presence, so they know who you are, so they know that you're that ever-present help, Lord, so they know that they're not abandoned and rejected, God, so they know, Lord, that they are embraced by your love, and that's why you sent your son. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would direct my sister. I pray, Lord, the fire within her would catch, and it would just go into the hearts of those all around her, Father God, and they also will be ablaze with your purpose and what you're calling them to do, God. And, Lord, I pray that as she calls out to those in the darkness, Lord, that they will hear your voice through her, through the prayer she prays, God. They will come out of the darkness and into the light. And I pray, oh, Father God, that you will use her in new ways as I see you doing. I speak it into the atmosphere. I speak it into the earth, God, as it is in heaven. And I thank you, Lord, that you will be that lighthouse on a hill that will show through her life. And they will see, oh, God, the light, and they will come. And, Lord, she will feed them the word. And, Lord, they will be new creatures in Christ Jesus. And they will never return, Lord, to the vomit. They will never return, God, to their past life. They will never go back to the drugs. They will never go back to the drink. They will find their refuge in you, God.
Oh, my God.
They will see that nothing is better and nothing tastes sweeter than you, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you will continue to use this yielded vessel. That you will continue to pray through her your prayers that are inspired by the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, that she understands adoption. I pray, Lord, that she's able to articulate that to the lost. And I pray, Lord, that all whom feel rejected, Father, that they will come into your bosom by the call of your daughter. And I thank you and praise you for the salvation of Christ and the living word, and that Christ is living. And that life, Lord, brings forth the prayers into active succession, Lord, to where it will roll and it will hit its mark, Father God, every time, Lord. Every time she lifts up a lost soul to you, God, it will hit its mark, Lord, and they will come to know you, Lord. They will come to know you in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, that she will know, that she will know the end result, because I see many times she's just planting the seed. And, Lord, I pray that somehow, some way, she hears along the way that that person received of you, that you watered it and you continue to water. You can continue to send people to water, Lord, and as you continue to water on their life, Lord, they received of you. Let her see, Lord, the fruit. I pray she see the fruit, God, because I know she's going to give you the glory. And I know, Lord, the testimonies, God, will just lift up the name of Jesus. And so I thank you and praise you, God, that she will hear good report, that she will hear of those that have come and submitted unto you and to our Lord Jesus Christ, our King. And I thank you and praise you that you will continue to use her in this way. Holy is your name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And, Lord, for any sacrifices that she has given, for any sacrifices she's made, for anything that she has given up in her own personal family, Lord, you said that if we give up brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, Lord, if we give up everything, O Father, for your sake, for your ministry, Lord, you are a good God to reward us. And so, Lord, I know her reward will be great. And I thank you and praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Michelle, do you have anything?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Oh, my God. In Jesus' name. Thank the Lord.
Jesus' name.
Thank you. And again, I just want to say I thank the Lord for my two beloved sisters over this prayer line tonight. And I just know where two or three are gathered or connected. She's in the midst. And just please continue to remember me that the Lord will get the glory out of my life. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
I love you both.
Praise God. Love you too,
love
Sister
you too.
Belinda. Okay.
Yes, love you too, Sister.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
God
bless. Okay. 443, you're next. This is our last caller. I'm not sure if this is 770. If you can, if you have the time, hold on. I want to pray for you, if that's okay. 443, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Michelle.
Yes. How are you, Derek?
Hi, this is pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I was just calling in for general prayer. Kelly, I'd like to say this is the second time I've heard you on with Michelle. You have such a sweet spirit. I just felt led to say that.
Oh, well, bless you, brother. That's sweet of you. You know, it's taken a lot of refining from the Lord, believe me.
Amen. Amen. For all the work and progress.
That's right.
Amen. So I'm just calling for general prayer. Although we do have a specific prayer request, there is a very large debt that is coming due. So if we could pray for that, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. You feel led to do it?
No, I was just asking. I didn't catch his name, brother.
Derek.
Derek, okay, great. No, go ahead, sister.
Okay. I'll pray first. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my brother tonight, God. Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch him, oh God. Father, I pray right now, Father, that you would move, God. Move in this need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, your hands are not too short, God, for a miracle, oh God. So, Father God, I'm just asking you, Father God, that you would just move, God. Is this a personal day or is this from work?
It's a personal debt.
Okay. Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just, God, just open up doors tonight, God. Father, I'm asking you, even in the situation, God, I'm asking you for favor, God. I'm asking you, Father, that you would give my brother favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just pray even now, God, that
God, that it will not affect his home, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would even cause men and women, God, to give into his bosom, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm thanking you in advance for the resources, oh, God. I'm thanking you, Father, for the doors, God, opening the doors tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would give my brother the strength, oh, God. Father, I ask, God, that any frustration, God, that has come behind this situation, oh God, or any situation tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father, to remove it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I rebuke stress right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would touch my brother, oh God. Father, let him know, oh God, that you will meet this need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm asking you, even for his wife tonight, God, Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would comfort her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that you're well pleased with them tonight, God. And Father God, I pray over every seed, oh God, that they have sown, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, to bring increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you for his faithfulness tonight, God. Father, I thank you, God, that he's been faithful to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The provision will be made. God, I thank you for the provision, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for working this thing out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I thank you that even his other bills, oh God, will be paid, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm thanking you for the miracle, oh God. I'm thanking you for opening doors, oh God, that no man can shut tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would give them strength, oh God, that they will stand tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, when one is weak, oh God, they will lift up the other, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you, oh God, that any discouragement, oh God, that the enemy would try to bring, oh God, we tear it down tonight, God. Anything that's sent to bring this division, we rebuke it now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, for touching them tonight, God, and blessing them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you and honor and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Kelly, you want to say anything to him?
Yes. Brother Derek, you know, it's interesting that you would say, I pray that it doesn't affect your home, because that's what I saw too. And I don't know what the connection is, and I don't need to know. But I want to tell you what I saw. I saw you so diligently. I saw this huge boulder, and I saw you so diligently chipping away. You really want to chip away at this thing. You're trying. And I see the Lord come, and I see him like Superman pick up the boulder and completely remove it.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's very blessed by your efforts, because I see, you know, chipping away at it in prayer and just really submitting this thing to him. And that pleases him. And so I see him coming in and saving the day and removing this boulder out of the way. Another thing that I saw was that there's something that you're creating or have created, and I hear a big break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this is your big break. And I don't know if God is going to, you know, reveal something to you as far as inventions go or if it's music related, but I do see the Lord using your creativity and blessing you in the way of finances regarding that. And I just thank you and praise you for it, Lord. And I just lift up Derek to you, God. And he says, you are talented. Do not doubt yourself. You are talented. He has given you many talents, and they're going to become very ripe. They're close to the picking. I see them as these big, huge grapes. They're just like enormous, like the kind that they took out of the land of Canaan, you know. And I see them. They're so juicy. And God says they're so in season that they're like weighing down the vines. And it's almost time for the picking. And I just thank you and praise you for it, God. I thank you, God. Lord, thank you that you are a father that would encourage your son and say, do not give up. I have given you these talents. I recognize that you have these talents. I believe in you, and I believe what I can do through you. And I thank you, God, that he doesn't ever have to doubt himself, because you are in charge. You are his manager. You are, Lord, are his his creative leader in this whole thing, Lord, because you have placed in him these talents. And I just thank you and praise you that it's right there, God. They're right at the threshold, Lord. And I thank you that his family is going to be blessed by the bounty. And, Lord, I just thank you and praise you. And I know, Lord, that his heart is to serve you through these talents. I see that. He has such an earnest heart towards you, God. And he loves you so. And he understands you as Father. And, Lord, I just pray that this relationship be a model to those around him, you know, that really struggle in this area of understanding you as Father and understanding you as, you know, the son-father relationship. And, Father, because I see it, Lord, in the spirit, and it blesses me to see it. And I know, Lord, it will bless others to see it as well. And so I thank you for this man's earnest heart. I thank you for what you're doing. And, Lord, I just speak it into the atmosphere that you say that the fruit is ready for the picking. You say big break. You say, Father God, that all of these seeds are going to go down and blessings going to come from it. And so it shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. We just thank you and praise you for it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Kelly and Michelle. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Derek.
God bless you both.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Thank you so much, Derek, for calling, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Now, Michelle, I was hoping before we get off the air that you would pray for a friend of mine named Missy.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll pray for her after I pray for 770, okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sis. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a blessing to be out here, Sister Michelle and Sister Kelly. I just came on. I was cooking. I had a lot going on. I kind of got to get rid of my noise here so I can speak with you. But I just wanted to be in the presence of the Lord and just with intercessor and prayer and just to really just hear, just feel God's voice, his vibration in the earth. And that's why I was on the call, and I didn't request prayer, but I thank you, you know, for calling me out.
Okay.
But I just thank God for you both.
I just felt led to pray for
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. And for some reason, I see the word justice. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for moving in my sister's life, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for justice being served, oh God. Father, I just thank you, Father God, that you're turning some situations around, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that you're opening some doors, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that God, those things, God, that you have spoke to her about, Father, those things, God, that are in her spirit, oh God, I thank you, Father, that you're bringing those things to pass, oh God. Father, even financial things, oh God, you're bringing change, oh God, in this area tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God, that my sister have made herself, God, more available to you tonight, God. Father, I thank you for that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you, oh God, I thank you that you're removing the frustration, God, and the stress, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that you're gonna, God, just move in those family things, oh God, those family issues, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you're making the path clear tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God, for her obedience, oh God. Even when it was hard, oh God, I thank you for her obedience, oh God. Father, I thank you, God, that you're going to bless her faithfulness tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would give my sister the strength, oh God, to continue to stand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you for the testimony, oh God. Father, I thank you that you're turning the test, oh God, into a testimony, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, that you're moving, God, even in her transportation, oh God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for working it out, oh God. Thank you for the path being clear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that it's not in her, oh God, but it's in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you, oh God, even if she, God, even I hear you asking, like, how are you going to do it? But God is going to do it. It's not in you, but God, I just thank you, oh God, for doing the
is for my sister, oh God. I thank you tonight, God, for making a way, oh God, out of no way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just thank you tonight, God, for touching our babies tonight, God. Lord, I just thank you, oh God, for moving in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, oh God, for causing their lives, oh God, to come into total alignment with your word tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just ask, God, that you would open them up even more, God. Expand them. Expand their knowledge in you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you for the talents, oh God. Thank you for the talents tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, use them for your glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. I speak blessings over my sister tonight, God. I speak strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask tonight, God, that you would just increase the wisdom, God. Increase wisdom, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we honor, and we praise you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, and sister, I want to tell you, as Sister Nichelle was praying for you, I saw you hiking this rough terrain, like something you see in the Himalayas, you know?
Yes.
And it was symbolic to your life. And you didn't complain upon the journey about how hot it was or how rough the terrain was or the fact you had to hike really high up, and you get to this waterfall, and you stand under the waterfall, and you know that it is the refreshment of the Lord. The Lord's talking a lot about water tonight, but you know, his living waters, and you recognize it as him, and you get underneath the pouring of that waterfall. It's like one of those small waterfalls, you know, and it's a beautiful scene. And as the Lord is washing over you, you're not one that is going to leave abruptly, but you stay in the moment. You stay and drink of him.
Hallelujah.
And this pleases him very much. Pleases him very much. Because he loves to commune with you as well. And so, and he loves the fact that you trust him more than most. You're not one to complain. And you seek out the living water in the situation. And I thank you for that, Lord, and I praise you for that, God. And I just lift up my sister to you, Lord, and I say, always, Lord, in every situation, no matter how desolate it looks, I pray, Father God, that she, as she's seeking out the living water, I thank you, God, that she will find it every time. And when she finds it, Lord, she will not allow the distractions of the world to pull her from that place of being infilled with you, receiving the fullness of God. And so, Lord, I pray you would pour in in the name of Jesus, right where she's at, right in the now, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would just fill her up overflowing, that she would have the joy of the Lord, and, Lord, that she would be able to sit and get refreshed for as long as it takes. And I just thank you and praise you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. I see that you wear many hats. And the Lord equips you for every hat that you wear. And so though you have to be many things to many people, and I see you, you know, having to complete many tasks, you never put God last. He is in the things that you do. And I thank you and praise you for that, Lord, and I pray that it continue. And I pray, Lord, that she even come into a more deeper understanding of this revelation, because it will bless her soul. And it will not only bless her, but bless others that she will share with as you continue to bring her closer and closer to you. And we just thank you and praise you for it, God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And God bless you. I love him so much. And I just come to my sit there and I say, Lord, do you really know how much I love you? Years ago, I used to say, Lord, teach me to love you. Teach me how to love you. I would just cry, I want to love you. I can't even love. But then he taught me how to love. I'm like, now it's like I just love him. It's like I just can't love him enough. And it's like, just give me enough capacity to love you. And as he give it to me, he has assigned me to put it to other people. And I just thank you for the refreshing because I yearn for it. I yearn to be in his presence. And I thank you for that, for asking for that refreshing because I seek it. Because that's my lifeline. That's all I can live with. That's all that's the only thing I can live on.
Thank you, God.
My God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Oh, it's a blessing to know you, sister.
Whew. Glory.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there, Michelle?
I am. And you said you wanted me to pray for?
Missy.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just ask right now, Father, that you would touch Missy, oh God. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would move, God. Move in her situation, oh God. Move in her circumstances tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Is Missy married? You know she's married?
Oh, no, she's not married.
She's not?
No.
Okay. But is she, like, dating someone?
Yes, she was.
She was, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I just pray, God, whatever this situation is, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would move in this situation, oh God. But that person that she was, well, no, I'm not going to say that. Father God, I just ask, Father God, that you would move in this situation, oh God, move in this circumstance, oh God. Lord, I don't know what you're doing for her, Father, in the area of a husband, but, Father, I just lift it up to you, oh God. Father, I'm asking you for clarity, oh God. Father, I'm thanking you, Father, that there will be no confusion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just pray tonight, God, that Lord God, that you just move in Missy's life, oh God. Father, I see the word understanding, Father. I pray, God, that you would, God, bring understanding to her, Father. Lord, I ask, God, that you would even cause her, God, to walk into a new understanding, oh God. Father, if there's any disappointments, oh God, in her heart, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would move, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just, for some reason, I see clear all. Father, I just ask, God, that whatever this is, God, that you're clearing, oh God, or that needs to be cleared, oh God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would allow your will to be done, oh God, your perfect will tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that you just meeting those needs in our life, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, oh God, that you are releasing revelation, Father, to my sister, oh God. Lord, I just ask tonight, God, that you would take her, God, take Missy into a deeper place in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, if there's anything, oh God, that is connected to her, Father, that's not of you, oh God, disconnect these things from her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm asking you, oh God, that you would allow her, God, to experience you, God, in a new way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, remove every roadblock tonight, God. Father, we come against every hindrance tonight, God. We tear down everything that's not like you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. For some reason, I see her like free. God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you that my sister, oh God, is free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I just thank you, oh God, that she's going to experience, oh God, another level of freedom in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we know that only you and you alone can do this for my sister, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I pray even now, God, if there is any discouragement, oh God, in her heart, God, remove all discouragement, oh God. Lord, I'm asking you to encourage her heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would set order, God. Anything in her life that's out of order, God, we're calling forth divine order tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that anything, God, that she's put out, oh God, restore it unto her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just just ask tonight, God, that you would direct her, God. You lead and guide her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, every door, God, that's being open, oh, God, that's not of you tonight, God, close those doors tonight, God, and open those doors, God, that are your will to be open, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you for moving in the area of relationships, oh, God, in the area of relationship, oh, God, in her life, oh, God. Father, we come against anything, oh, God, any counterfeits, God, any false representatives tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, I thank you, oh, God, that you desire, God, for my sister, God, to walk in your truth, oh, God, and your wisdom and your knowledge tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just thank you tonight, God. I honor and I praise you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That was truly inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we've prayed for everybody that's online. Kelly, I want to thank everybody that's, you know, that's still online. A lot of people have gotten off. This is Kelly. Kelly, you can give them, you know, your contact information, whatever information you would like to give to the people that are still online. If they want to contact you or if they want to, you know, follow you on Facebook, whatever, you can give that to them. And then I want to pray for you, you know.
Oh, praise God. Yeah, you can. I have a prophetic page that you can come to. It's a group. It is a closed group that you can request to be a part of, and it is on Facebook. But you can find me as Kel Stark on Facebook. That's K-E-L-S-T-A-R-K. And I do a lot of ministering on there. You know, it's pretty much the Lord's page. I thank him for it. And then, you know, in the near future, I'll be back on Blog Talk. I'm writing a book for the Lord right now, so, you know, I'm just waiting on his timing. But, yeah, if you want to, if you would like to correspond with me, if you have any dreams that need interpretation, I have a dream interpretation group as well. And so, yeah, give me a holla.
Holla. Okay. Okay. Let me pray for you, Kelly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for my sister tonight, God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for her taking the time, oh God, to pour out to your people tonight, God. And Lord, I'm asking you, Father, that you will restore unto her, God, everything, oh God, that she's poured out, oh God. Father, I pray even for her family tonight, God, that you would touch, God, touch each and every one, oh God. Father, whatever needs that she have tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father, to meet those needs, oh God. Father, I'm asking you if there's any direction, God, that she's seeking, oh God, lead her and guide her tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, that the ministry, God, that you have called her to do, oh God, bring increase, oh God, bring revelation, God, bring wisdom tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you for the blocks, God, that you're building in her life, oh God. Father, I thank you, oh God, that these things are built on a strong foundation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God, as she opened her mouth, oh God, wisdom come forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, how you're moving, oh God, in the area of faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I just thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, for the sweet aroma, oh God. I thank you for the peace, oh God, that's around her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just thank you for the love, oh God, that is in her heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would just bless her, oh God. Bless her, God, not just for the people, oh God, but the things that she sowed in my life, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, to bless her tonight, God. Father, I speak blessings over her tonight, God. I speak strength into my sister tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask tonight, God, that you would move, God, move in her life tonight, God. Cause those things, oh God, that are out of order, oh God, to come into alignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I thank you tonight, God, that my sister, oh God, will be more available to you, God. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would give her, God, more of you tonight, God, more of your presence tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that every word, oh God, that has been spoken, oh God, that's not of you tonight, God, we speak death to them tonight, God. And Father God, I just thank you, God, I see her standing on those words, oh God. Father, I thank you, God, that they're under her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that you are bringing her out, oh God, in a large place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, that our acceptance come from you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I decree over my sister's life, oh God, that she's the head and not the tail, oh God, that she will lend and borrow from none, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. She's above and not beneath, oh God. She's walking in healing tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, oh God, that her seed is blessed, oh God. Father, I decree and declare tonight, God, that her seed will be blessed tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you, oh God, that your anointing, oh God, will flow throughout her household tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let love live there tonight, God. Let peace live there tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you for her mate tonight, God, her husband, oh God. Touch him tonight, God. Give him strength. Give him your wisdom tonight, God. Make him, God, let him be the man, oh God, that you have called him to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you for our children tonight, God. Touch them one by one tonight, God. Use them for your glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you. I honor you tonight, God. I bless you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think we got, I think that's that's everybody. We've got everybody that their lights is on. Kelly, do you have anything else to say before I close out?
Yes, Lord. I pray for every listening ear that your anointing and presence would flow into their home and touch and bless them and their families, God. Because even though it's in the archives, Lord, your word is living.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I thank you that you will penetrate through the airwaves and you will go forth into the lives of those who are listening and they will never be the same again. I thank you for your life source, our King, Jesus Christ. I thank you for our life source, Lord. I thank you for it. And, Lord, I just lift up my sister, Nichelle, Lord. All that she has poured out, Father God, I pray you will replenish and then some, God, that she be overflowing with your presence, God.
Yes.
That it be as if she never emptied this vessel, Lord, that you would just come in with a flood, God. And, Lord, I just pray that every plan of the enemy, that you would just extinguish those darts even now in the name of Jesus. For you are a big God. You are bigger than anything that Satan would try to bring our way. And so, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. And I pray that you would send the people to her, God, the ones that you strategically want to send her, Lord, through the airways, Father God, through every other part of the ministry of which you're building. And I thank you and praise you for her obedience. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for her earnest heart. And, Father God, for her seeking of holiness. And, Lord, may it continue. And, Lord, I pray you would bless her son and bless her future, God, for it all lays in your hands, Lord, and your hands can't but bless. And so I thank you and praise you, God, for all that you're doing through her and in her. And I pray that she would continue to come up higher and higher with new understanding and revelation that she will share with the listening audience and even abroad. And I praise you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I bless you.
God bless you.
Listen, I just lost my train of thought, y'all.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm going to close out. I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. We'll be back on the air on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to close out in prayer. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for each and every person tonight, God. I thank you for those that came, Father, those that had a desire to come, Father. I thank you, Father, for blessing them, Father. Thank you for moving in their situations, oh God. Father, I thank you for every prayer request that went up before you, Father. Even those, God, those silent prayer requests, oh God. I'm asking you, Father, Father, to move in those situations, oh God. Move in their circumstances tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, more than anything, God, draw us closer to you tonight, God. Father, increase our hunger, Father, for you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we want more of you tonight, God, and less of ourselves tonight, God. Father, empty us of all of those things, oh God, that are not glorifying to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, God, for touching each and every person tonight, God, moving in their hearts and minds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch their families tonight, God. Touch them tonight, God. Touch marriages, oh God. Father, bring healing, oh God. Reconciliation tonight, God. Bring unity in families tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I'm asking you tonight, God, to move, God. Move in the jail cells. Move in the hospitals, the nursing homes tonight, God. Father, walk the streets tonight, God. Let them know tonight, God, that they are not forgotten, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just pray tonight, God, that you would touch those that are homeless tonight, God. Father, open doors that no man can shut tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you, oh God, that you would allow us, oh God, to experience you, God, in a real way, oh God, a supernatural way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just want to let you know that I honor you. I want to let you know that I bless you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just ask, Father, that you would shield and protect each and every person tonight, God. Father, when they lay to sleep, oh God, allow their sleep to be peaceful tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we love you, thank you, and honor you, and bless you tonight, God, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Amen. I love you all. Have a good night, okay?
You too. God bless.
Okay.